Aircheckdownloads.com.
That is a great record, timeless stuff from McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And hello, this is James Dundon's Saturday Show. All right. Here we are, another Saturday, another main road closed in Cornwall, the A30 scheme, another weather warning for rain, you know it. Rinse and repeat, here we go, another James Dundon Saturday Show. Now, coming up today, we will be celebrating another great tribute band from Cornwall, because previously we've spoken to ABBA, Take a Chance on Us. We've spoken to Queen, the good old-fashioned Lover Boys. We've got some great tribute bands here in Cornwall. Today, the music of Fleetwood Mac. Don't we love it? Fleetwood Mac on the show today. The tribute band. They're called Tango in the Night. We'll speak to Christine McVie. Kerry Haxworth. She's actually a school teacher by day and Christine McVie by night. Tango in the Night, Fleetwood Mac tribute band. They're on at 11:40. Lovely, lovely people. By the way, perhaps we should start a regular feature, like Where is the Chair? We could do like a tribute band thing. Name suggestions welcome as to what we could call the feature.
I'm trying to think. Tribute.
Has to be something puntastic-wise. Anyway, we'll come on to that. Meanwhile, I don't know, because we sort of spoke about this last week when we were saying about roadside landmarks. One of the curious roadside landmarks on the A30 while you're driving up towards Exeter is the big brown sign that points to a quite unusual tourist attraction in Cornwall. It's the Antique Chairs Museum. Have you ever been in that look? You've seen the sign on the roadside. They've been running this for 25 years. It's basically documents the history of chairs. Us Brits have been sitting on chairs for more years than you think.
Before the chair, everybody was sitting on stools. And then the important people in the world, you know, the king in his palace and the squire in the village and what have you, they thought that they should show their importance. So then the chair came into being, and really to start with, it was just a chest with a back on it.
It was nothing special, but now chairs, I mean, blimey. You could buy one of those awful flat pack things and spend hours trying to assemble it, you know, a wonky chair. But proper chairs, you know, since the Renaissance, we've had chairs going through the Georgian period, the Victorian period, the Antique Chairs Museum at Polson Bridge. We got them on the show a bit later on at 12:20. Take a seat, get comfortable.
James Dundon. BBC Radio Cornwall. Aircheckdownloads.com.